Good morning. This recording will be aired on the 13th day of the Omer. We're looking at Klal Aleph Simen Hey. We're looking at the third of the Sheish Mitzvahs to Midyos, which is L'Yachadoi. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. So what does that mean? Shema Yisrael Bada, Klal Yisrael should hear and know. Ki Hashem the Hashem which brought everything into existence as He desired. He's the one which oversees all of the worlds. He is one without any other partner. So this is basically a mitzvah saseh, which parallels with the lo saseh v'lo yiyah l'chalim achrim alfanoi. There's no other power. There's nothing which has any power, ability, authority, other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When he says, then the Klal continues, he says, what is called the Muna? What we believe. What is called believing? He says, believing means, Belief over here means that you know this is true, and you know that you're so convinced that it's true that there's no other way to look at it. You would not be able to contemplate any other possibility other than that. That's the level of Amunah that we aim to get. So that's a very strong level of Amunah, of belief. Fine. Now he does, skipping a certain amount of the paragraph, he says that the chiyuv, there's a chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh, Kiddush Shem Shemayim, Loyaleinu, if a person would be called upon to deny one of these elements, a person would be mechuyav to give up his life rather than deny one of these elements. Okay. Number four is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. It says, V'haftas Hashem alakecha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyadecha. That means that a person, something which is important to the person, a person desires very much, a person has an interest in and love in, it's something he's going to think about on a regular basis. So we would want to be thinking about Kadosh Baruch Hu on a regular basis. Love means a feeling of emotion, positive emotion towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So how do we get positive emotion towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu? So the Chofetz Chaim, interestingly enough, at the end of Sefer Shmiras Loshon Chelev Beis, all the way at the end, he has what he calls a very important to order. It's a paragraph long. He says that we know that every mitzvah, which is not every moment, which is once a day, the halacha is you may not go about your regular interests until you fulfill the mitzvah. A person cannot eat before he fills the mitzvah of taking a lulav. A person cannot have. He can have a snack, but he can't really have a full meal. So after he does that, same thing with shofar, etc. So those mitzvahs are once a day. So the fact that the mitzvah is constant, it shouldn't be any worse than that. So if a person has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, yet during the day, he cannot eat breakfast until he fulfills the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. He stops to think that he has a feeling, a positive emotion vis-a-vis a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How does he get this positive emotion vis-a-vis a Kadosh Baruch Hu? He stops and thinks about how the Bereshit created the Bria, and he made things so perfect for us to benefit from. And a person will truly contemplate that. A person will have a tremendous feeling of Hakor Satov and a desire to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So a person, he says, should really preferably think about that when he says Shema, and he says, but if a person, for whatever reason, did not do it then, before a person continues on the rest of his day, for eating or drinking, a person should stop for a moment and be misburdened in the tremendous presence which we have received from Hashem in the form of life, the beautiful world around us, etc., whatever it is that it takes for us, and have a feeling of emotion, of Ava, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu.